Simon & Schuster Audio presents First Impressions by Jude Devereaux. Read by Jennifer Wiltsey.
The moment he saw the smirk on Bill's face, Jared knew he was going to be given a job he wouldn't like. So what did a man have to do to finally be able to choose his own assignments? Get shot? Nah, he'd been shot 3 times. How about kidnapped? That had happened 2. How about being home so seldom that his wife leaves him for some other guy? A used car salesman. Nope. That had happened too. So what about getting too old for the field? Too late. At 49, Jared felt that he'd reached that age about 6 years ago.
"Don't look at me like that," Bill said, holding his office door open. "I can't let you out of this one."
He picked up a folder. "Remember that agent we found out had been a spy?"
"Yeah," Jared said, bitterness in his voice.
He'd worked with a man about 10 years ago and had filed a report saying that something wasn't right, but he didn't know what. No one paid any attention. A few months ago, they'd realized that he'd been feeding information to his mother country for years.
"So what did you find out from him?"
"Nothing. Suicide before we could get to him."
"Please tell me that you don't want me to travel to wherever he was from, go undercover, and..."
"Nothing like that," Bill said, waving his hand. "Truth is, we can't figure out what his last big project was. He knew that we were coming about 10 minutes before we got there, so he had time to destroy a lot of evidence. But we found discs hidden under the floors and a list of names inside a light bulb. He had time to get rid of it all. But he didn't."